I don't see any remnants, not even remnants around here. However, we were told last year by ISKCON authorities, we also had Padma Lochan with us. He said, this is the place of Ambarish Tila. Ambarish Maharaj stayed here. And across Jamuna,
Durvasa Muni ka ashram ka?
Kalipa.
So across Jamuna, there's a ashram of Durvasa Muni. Durvasa Muni stayed that side. And Ambarish Maharaj stayed on this bank, this side of the bank of the river. And you know the story. And there was fasting, and Ambarish Maharaj broke the fast, just took the water. And Durvasa was a guest of Ambarish Maharaj. So Durvasa became very, very angry. He became very upset with the host, and he blasphemed Durvasa, Ambarish Maharaj. And Lord could not tolerate this offense at the feet of his devotee Ambarish Maharaj. So Lord sent his personal Sudarshan Chakra, and then Durvasa started running all over. And wherever he went, the disc of the Lord also was following him. Durvasa even went to Vaikuntha, to Narayan, please forgive me, please forgive me. He said, I can't forgive you. You go back to the person who you have offended. And if he forgives, then I don't mind that. That's the only way. So Durvasa came to Ambarish Maharaj and he begged his pardon. And that is how he became free from the offense that he had committed. So whenever we talk about committing offenses at the feet of Vaishnava, and what are the consequences, and how ultimately we could become free from the offenses, the only way is to go back to the same Vaishnava and surrender unto him, ask him to forgive you. And if he forgives, then Lord will forgive you. Otherwise, you will be suffering the reactions of the offense. So from every pastime that we hear, we read, we should try that to apply to our lives also. Not that such and such story. I know that story in detail. You know little less than I do and all that. We begin fighting over how much I know, how much you know. The real thing is to learn some lessons from these pastimes, from these stories. So, the little story that we told you just now is also teaching us a good lesson. First of all, not to commit offense. And that informs us what, if you commit offense, what happens? Same thing happens. Whatever happened to Ambarish, Durvasa Muni. And if you want to become free from the reactions of the offense, what you have to do, that prescription also is there. That also we learn from the pastime we just heard. So,
So
this place is also known as Chakra Tirth, and there is a description here, the 70 feet tall hill which we don't see around. This is description from some scriptures, things have changed externally at least, so they don't look the same anymore. So it's also known as Chakra Teerth and another name for this place is Ambarish Tila. Hari Bol! Everyone is chanting. Now, why Durvasa gets angry? He is always angry. He is always getting on the cases, picking on different persons. Why does he do that? That will be explained to you sometime. It's a very good reason. So we think this Durvasa is no good person, but actually he's a very, very good person. He's a very strict person. Very, very strict. And he's a... Even Lord sometimes goes to Durvasa to listen to him, to take some advice. And then gopis also would like to go, and they did go one time across Jamuna to meet Durvasa Muni. How they managed getting there while the river was almost flooded, that is another story. We will also tell you that story some other time. Durvasa, he blesses also devotees. He doesn't only curse, but he also blesses the devotees. Radharani has received blessings from Durvasa. One blessing she has from Durvasa Muni is that she would be very good cook. This ability that Radharani has for nice, palatable dishes, she's able to cook. This is because of the blessings that she has received from Durvasa Muni. On one hand, he seems to be a person who is always in angry mood, always agitated. But there's another side of the coin also. So we'll talk about that some other time. Nidai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari. Mathura Dham Ki Jai. I don't see everyone here. This is this is known as Rangabhumi. This is elevated point in the middle of Mathura. And this is a wrestling match place. Akrura had gone to bring Krishna Balaram, and the special wrestling match was arranged by Kamsa. There has to be some excuse to bring Krishna and Balaram. So everyone, including children, they like wrestling match. The Kamsa thought, if I propose to the children, yes, come and enjoy some wrestling match. Take part, watch it. So when Krishna and Balaram heard that wrestling match has been arranged by the maternal uncle, Kamsa, they said, yes, why not? Sure, would like to go. So this, they also realized there was some tact involved. But they took this as some nice challenge, and they were ready for the challenge. So they came here. They told you what happened on the way to here. One elephant also was there. Kualia Pida. And attempt was made to trample Krishna under the feet of this elephant, but Krishna caught hold of the leg and tail of this elephant, and the elephant was crushed to death. And then next day there was a wrestling match, The whole area was packed with people. Everyone was around. And Krishna Balaram was there. The residents of Nandagram also had come. Nanda Maharaj had come, Upanandas, Nandas, everyone had come. It was a big show here. And the Kamsa was, he had a big throne. It was 32 feet above everyone else. He was seated in a big throne. And from the prison of Kamsa, Vasudeva and Devaki also was brought out. Still shackles were there around their wrists. And they were also were allowed to watch the match. Because Kamsa was such a cruel person. His idea was, let this Vasudeva and Devaki see as their children are getting killed here now in this match. That was his plan. He was going to kill Krishna and Balaram in this match. That is why the Chanur and Mustik, like, they were big wrestlers. Krishna and Balaram were like Vishwambar size, maybe a little bigger. And Chanur and Mustik, they are very giant size, and everyone felt this is unfair, this is not a match. They immediately realized this is Kamsa is such a cruel person. How could he arrange a wrestling match between just little kids of Nandagram and big wrestlers like Chanur and Mustik? But devotees of Krishna know that there's no one can match with Krishna. Whether it's small-bodied, big-bodied, he's complete in all strength. So soon, these two wrestlers were defeated, beaten to death, and immediately there are five brothers, Chanur, Mustik, and Kurt, Shal, and Toshal. There are five brothers. And so when these two brothers were killed, other three came, they were also killed. And then all big demons like these wrestlers were killed. And Krishna and Balaram, they started playing different games with the friends. Their friends also had come with them. So now no more these fights with the demons. Among themselves they started fighting. And there was nice music was there, because wrestling match means some drum playing just inspired the wrestlers. Kamsa had a very nice music, and Krishna, Balaram and his friends were tuning in with this music, and they were doing different playing wrestling. But this was not giving pleasure. Everyone else was. Those who were devotees, they were very happy with Krishna, Balaram and his friends playing on the platform that was nicely arranged by Kamsa. But Kamsa was not going to sit in his throne and enjoy that kind of pastime. He was getting furious. He was getting very angry. He didn't know what to do with. You know, his whole plan was smashed. Because he wanted to kill Krishna. And the killers of Krishna, he thought, was where this Chanur and Mustik, they were killed. And now the children were playing, enjoying different pastimes. And he was trying to, "Oh, stop the music! Stop the drum playing!" He ordered like that. And he said, "No, it looks like my father also had joined Ugrasen." No, Ugrasen was imprisoned. He was such a demoniac person, this Kamsa. And he said, all these people should get out of here now, or should be arrested. Something has to be done. He was thinking like that. And during meantime, what Krishna did, Krishna dragged this Kamsa. It is said he dragged him by his sika, or hair. And then Krishna kills Kamsa ultimately at this point. And when Kamsa was killed, Kamsa had eight brothers called Kanka and so many different names. They were killed by Balaram. So like this, Kamsa and all his brothers, eight brothers were killed. And Krishna had been playing wrestling for a long time. Then he wanted to take some rest, so he went to Vishram Ghat from here and he took some rest at the Shrankar. So this is that Rangabhumi where one demon, big demon, Kamsa was killed. Hari Hari Bol! Hari Bol!
Hari Bol!
Siddhai Gaur Premandhe!
Hari Bol!
Bring here Krishna, sir. Remember the dust here. All the dust of Vrindavan has been blessed, touched by Krishna's lotus feet. You can always get some dust. Offer your obeisances. Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj. Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj was a godbrother of Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada took sannyas from Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj. You get the name? Prabhupada's godbrother, Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj. And Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada took sannyas initiation from his godbrother. So the mutt that we'll be visiting, the name of the mutt is Keshavji Gaudiya Mutt. That is where Srila Prabhupada took sannyas in 1959, Srila Prabhupada took sannyas there. And also Srila Prabhupada's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu deity is in this temple, Prabhupada's personal deity, which he brought from Jhansi. Prabhupada was at Jhansi, a town called Jhansi, where Srila Prabhupada was trying to establish League of Devotees. But those attempts were failed, and then Prabhupada came to Mathura, and he was staying at this mat, and later on he took sannyas. And during that time, Narayan Maharaj also used to spend some time with Srila Prabhupada and used to cook chapatis together, you know, several. And Narayan Maharaj, one of the nice Gaudiya Vaishnava, he likes Prabhupada and his movement and his followers. He's terribly disposed. So yesterday was a disappearance day of Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Ji Maharaj. Narayan Maharaj is also doing some parikrama, not like we do, but with some buses. He's an elderly person now, he cannot walk so much. So with some of his followers, he does Kartik parikrama. They'll be going to Vishram Ghat today and they'll start their parikrama by bus, by some walking. This place also known as Kansa Tila. Tila means hill. This nice temple room, nicely maintained by Keshavji Gaudiya Mutt devotees, headed by Srila Narayan Maharaj. Narayan Maharaj is in charge of this temple. There is a statue on the altar, and also this photograph here in the middle. In the middle photograph. This is of Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Goswami Maharaj. He is a godbrother of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada and Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Goswami Maharaj are both disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. And Srila Prabhupada took sannyas order from his godbrother Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Goswami Maharaj in this temple hall, in this temple room, right here on this floor. Srila Prabhupada's sannyas initiation ceremony took place right here.
That was in 1959. There may be a photograph of that someplace in this hall. Prabhupada and another god brother also took sannyas that day. And the deity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the altar, that is Srila Prabhupada's personal deity. In Jhansi, which is another district town in UP, Uttar Pradesh, Srila Prabhupada was there in early 50s. Prior to that, Srila Prabhupada was in Allahabad with his family, try to make family Krishna conscious. They were Krishna conscious of some kind, but not to the Srila Prabhupada's expectation. Srila Prabhupada's wife had a habit of drinking tea. She would not give up the tea. One day, even see the wife of Srila Prabhupada, she went some, she saw some scriptures. She did not go out doing book distribution. She went to the market, some shopkeeper, and she sold, the scriptures were weighed, this is 1 kilo, so you get a few rupees for this. And later on the shopkeepers used that paper to wrap up some spices or some sugar or some. So somehow she did that. And when Prabhupada realized this, he was very furious, and then he asked the last question. What was the last question? And then the wife had bought tea biscuits. So what did Prabhupada ask? You want tea or me? What do you want? You want tea or me? And what was the response? Of course, tea. Then Prabhupada, he left. That's it. It was too much. So he left Allahabad and he came to Jhansi. And that is where he was trying to organize League of Devotees. Srila Prabhupada had only one disciple that time, called Prabhakar Mishra. And with the help of this one disciple, Srila Prabhupada also had organized Padayatra. This scripture is there in Prabhupada Lilamrita. About 1 week, Srila Prabhupada and his disciple, and then he arranged some other followers, and they were going around Jhansi with Padayatra also. So later on, after spending some time in Jhansi, where the building that he had arranged for his League of Devotees was taken away by some tricks of wife of governor of UP, then Srila Prabhupada left Jhansi and he came to join Gaudiya Math, kind of becoming part of Gaudiya Math family. Prabhupada had never earlier had stayed in Gaudiya Math. He was grihastha. He would visit, but he didn't stay as a member of Gaudiya Math, staying in ashram. So after taking vanaprastha like this, he was no more with the family. So he came and he stayed here. And later on he took sannyas right here in this hall. And he was going from Mathura Vrindavan to Delhi, where he did the printing of his books. After Mathura, he found a place in Vrindavan at Kesi Ghat. He had a rented room. Prabhupada was paying 5 rupees a month rent. And then he shifted also to Radha Damodar Mandir. So Prabhupada would do writing in Vrindavan and he would go to Mathura on this train, Delhi Mathura train, second class. He would travel and he would do the printing. He would sometimes go to the market and buy paper, carry that paper on his head, take it to the printing press. He was working very, very hard. Printer once interviewed by the devotees, he said, sometimes your Guru Maharaj would come without even taking lunch, taking breakfast, and because he has no time or sometimes no money, he would fast like that. And after printing, he's back to Godhead, his books, Srila Prabhupada would personally go door to door to the government offices, everywhere trying to sell the books. So writing of the book in Vrindavan, printing and distribution of books in Delhi. Like that Prabhupada started his missionary work, more serious missionary work in Vrindavan, Delhi areas. And once he had first canto published, 3 volumes of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, then he tried approaching some big rich people. And one such family is Dalmia family. This is the family that has built a huge temple at birthplace of Krishna. Soon we'll be going there. The Muslims have built a mosque right at the birthplace of Krishna, and somehow just next door, this Dalmia family, which is Vaishnava family, they're also our life members and helping us to build temple in Delhi. They have built a big, large, monumental temple at birthplace of Krishna. So this family, Prabhupada approached, and they gave some funds to Srila Prabhupada to print these 3 volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam. Once these volumes were printed, then Srila Prabhupada was trying to find someone to pay for his plane fare. He had no money to fly to the West. So ultimately this kind lady, Sumati Murarji, the proprietor of Sindhya Navigation Company, boat company, she agreed to send Prabhupada to the West, not in a passenger boat, but in a cargo, boat that carries the goods. Prabhupada was given a free passage ticket to travel on that boat. So like that, Prabhupada's whole life was a struggle. He was struggling. Krishna arranged that way. He never gave up. So much trouble Srila Prabhupada has taken to establish this worldwide movement of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So we should always remember, keep in mind the struggle that Srila Prabhupada has undergone, so that we would take this movement, Srila Prabhupada's movement, whose original founder is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, protect this movement more seriously. Srila Prabhupada ki Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Gosai Maharaj ki Srila Narayan Maharaj ki Harinam Sankirtan ki Tadai Gaur Premanande Sri Radha Vinod Bihari ki for Premanande. Thank you. You already have seen nice little relief work of Chaitanya pastimes, this side Krishna pastimes. From here we go to Bhuteshwar Mahadev temple. And then we go to birthplace of Krishna.
Hi, Sri Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Ki Jai. Sri Nithai Gaur Sundar Ki Jai. Shri Krishna Balaram Ki Jai. Mathura Mandal Parikrama Ki Jai. This is Jagannath Mandir. Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Ki Jai. This is their temple. We'll come across many holy places which are otherwise existing all over Bharatvarsha, all over India. We all know famous Jagannath Mandir in Orissa. That Mandir is expansion of this Mandir here. There's also Dwarkadish Mandir in Dwarka, in Mathura. In Braja area there is also Badrikashram, Badri Narayan temple, there's Kedarnath temple. So all the Tirthas all over the world, they all emanate from Vrindavan Dham. Vrindavan is origin of all the holy places. They're expansions of this holy place, Vrindavan, Vrajamandal. Like Krishna is source of all the incarnations. Similarly, all the holy places are expansions of Vrindavan Dham. So this is the original Jagannath Mandir. This is the spot. I think there is a name for this kund here. Is kund ka naam kya hai? Balabhadra kund or something. Is kund ka naam? Baladev kund. This is called Baladev kund. And one time you could see the steps going up there. One time it must be such a beautiful place here, magnificent place, very opulent place. Now it doesn't look, to us it doesn't look like that, but it is still magnificent. We have to look beyond what is apparent to our eyes. We have to look through. Also overlook some of the things, because we are conditioned people, conditioned souls, conditioned ladies and gentlemen of this sophisticated existence. So when we see pigs like that little brother, see how he's enjoying, how he's happy. And we see the lake like this. We see other things, we see gutters, we see stool, we see everything. That's what we see, unfortunately, because of our conditioning. So we have to see through it, see beyond it. Yes? History. No, I'm not a... इसका इतिहास क्या है इस कुंड का? उनको पूछिए, उनको पता है
क्या? वाह, सच ए डिफिकल्ट क्वेश्चन, आई डोंट हैव आंसर, नो वन, सच ए डिफिकल्ट. Some, this, I'm sure there's some history. We don't have to know everything. We don't have to know all the history. Jagannath. Huh? The history means some beginning and end, right? But this is eternal. So in that sense it has no history. This is three brothers, two brothers and sisters place. Krishna, Balaram, Subhadra. So so we had to get over. We have the West is different, rest of India is also too different. The holy places, especially Vrindavan, well, materially not together, doesn't look clean everywhere. But still, this is a Chintamani, Chintamani Dham. In early days, devotees would raise this question, how they would say always so much dirt, so much obnoxious smells, and Prabhupada would always, he would never tolerate hearing this kind of blasphemy, this kind of narrations and descriptions of Vrindavan. He would chastise his disciples. I remember in 72, Prabhupada chastising one of his disciples, Hayagriva, another senior devotee. And he went around for the first time around Vrindavan. He said, Prabhupada, wherever I went, the pigs there and the dirt there and smell there, Prabhupada just shut his mouth up. Shut up. Don't talk. There's no vision. So we also have to chastise our mind. We should chastise our mind. No! Don't see that. There's much more than that. So Krishna is kind of trying to cover himself. Bewildered. Like sometimes, some pastimes of Krishna are bewildering like that. Like person shot an arrow and Krishna was killed. So those who want to consider Krishna ordinary person, no, they can think like that by hearing this pastime of Krishna getting killed. Krishna doing this, Krishna doing that, or stealing the butter, or running away from battle. So it mean one thing to the devotees, and the demons derive some different meaning from the same pastime. So Vrindavan like this, it has one meaning to ordinary or conditioned soul. But there's another deeper meaning of Vrindavan to a devotee, to a Vaishnava, to advanced souls. To such a place people come, they take vow of never leaving Vrindavan. Even if they're very, very sick, they don't go to Agra, they don't go to Delhi. And some people from Vrindavan, they don't even come to Mathura. There are some people like very staunch. They prefer dying, but not going to Mathura, not going to Agra or Delhi for treatment. And that is not a fault, that is a genuine sentiment people have because of this. This place is very, very special. This is non-different from Golok Vrindavan. Somehow we have to try to convince ourselves. Yes, what you see is not what it is. We have to purify ourselves and see through the eyes of the scriptures, read Krishna book and try to believe. Yes, all that has been described. It is here. All those pastimes are going on here. So, for the conditioned souls, Krishna is trying to hide his pastimes, hide the opulence, glory, effulgence of his dham. But we have to pray to Lord and especially Radharani so that we will develop the proper vision to see dham and see the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Another one. Yes.
They just wanna die in Vrindavan, and they'll come out of the house to go into the temple, but they won't go out of the temple complex.
Yes. There's a danger everywhere. So what if they die on the road? It's better to die in the temple. They won't even go out of the temple, she says. She has some friends. They won't even leave the temple. Go around. They want to die right in the temple, looking at the deity. So Bhuteshwar is now very close. Then we go to Janmasthan. Janmasthan. Janma, what is it? Janma means birth, sthan, place. Janma sthan, birth place. Learn this word, Janma sthan. Krishna Janma sthan, birthplace of Krishna.
This Mahadev is on the south side of, west of over at south, Sringeshwar was south. Bhuteshwar, Ishwar of the Bhutas, living entity. Shiva has been described as Bhuteshwar. So, Saint Darshan is protecting the west side. And if you are ready, you could go to Patal Lok. This gate leads to Patal Lok. We just came from Patal on the Bhagavan Ki. This is the temple of Sri Keshavji. Mathura Asiya Kaila Vishranti Palace.
The 16th of October, River Tila, on the way to Madhavan.
Yeah. fun. Only a few hundred yards walk, more walk, and then we are pretty much there. The village you saw on the... You all saw one village? Did you see the village? No. I saw it. Did anyone see the village besides me? On the right, as we're walking? You know what village looks like? Probably you don't know how to look. No one saw village today? Okay, at least one person from England saw it. He's backing me up. I'm not telling lies. There it is. So that village is Madhuban. Settle down, everyone. What's happening? We're going to be here for some time, so... This place is known as Dhruva Tila. Tila means hill. It's a hill of Dhruva Maharaj. There you had darshan of Dhruva Narayan, taller deities of Narayan, as a little bhakta, bhakta Dhruva. In here is a deity of Lakshmi Narayan, that is Narad Muni. And you see him with the veena to the right, yes? And then there is another Dhruva Maharaj. Aur ek murti kaun si ho kali kone mein jo hai? Daine haath mein? Srinath ji. Okay, somehow Srinath ji murti is also here. Inside there. So this is the place where Dhruva Maharaj spent 6 months performing unbelievable austerities. I can't even come closer. Matchless austerities. Yesterday, while going around on Braja, on Mathura Mandal Parikrama, we pointed out to you one place where who met who? Narad Muni met Dhruva Maharaj. So that is where Dhruva Maharaj received instructions from. On the bank of Jamuna he received instructions, blessings of his spiritual master. Narad Muni. And Dhruva Maharaj comes here and performs austerities. His mother had informed him of, well, that the god could be found in the forest, so he came to this forest of Madhuban, which is quite famous forest. Now try to understand that this was a sacred forest. Dhruva Maharaj chose this forest to find God in Satya Yuga. This forest, or Vrindavan in general, is not glorious just because 5,000 years ago Krishna appeared. We are talking about millions of years ago, Prabhu Maharaj chose this place. This was a very significant, spiritually significant place, even in Satyayuga. Once in one day of Lord Brahma, Lord Krishna appears in this universe. He doesn't appear on any other planet in this universe. Whenever he appears, Krishna appears, he comes to this planet and to this particular land called Braj. So even 5,000 years ago, this was a sacred place. And even before, even prior to Krishna's appearance this time, this also was a sacred place. So Dhruva Maharaj had come to perform his austerities here. Now one speciality, you could say, of this forest is that in all the four ages, Satya, Treta, Dwapar, Kali, Lord has appeared in this forest. In Satya Yuga, he appeared as Narayan to give darshan to Dhruva Maharaj. In Treta Yuga, Lord appeared in the form of Shatrughna. You know Shatrughna. Sri Jayadeva doesn't know Shatrughna. Lord Shatrughna, how many of you know Shatrughna? Shatrughna, jante? Who is Shatrughna? He was associate, was he only associate? Brother. He was brother of Sri Ram. Sri Ram had how many brothers? Sri Ram had three brothers. Sri Ram, yesterday we mentioned, Lakshman, then Bharat and Shatrughna. There are four personalities altogether. Who are they? You know, quadruple expansions, the four personalities. There's a Krishna, there's a Balram, there's Shankarshan, and then? Shankarshan, Pradumna, Aniruddha, and? Vasudeva. So these four persons have appeared as Ram, Lakshman, Bharat and Shatrughna. We must understand this. In India, they think Ram is God. Or they think Lakshman and other brothers are just ordinary people. This is general understanding of general people. Of course, those who are scholars, devotees, even from India, they understand the position of the other brothers of Sri Ram. But we, devotees of Krishna consciousness movement, we must have proper understanding, scientific understanding. So in Treta Yuga, in this area, there was a lot of harassment. The Brahmins were getting harassed. So all the Brahmins prayed to Sri Ram that, please do something. We cannot perform yajñas. The process to attain God in Treta Yuga is what? Performance of yajña. In Satya Yuga, meditation. Krite dhyayato Vishnu, Tritayam yajato mukhai, Dvapare paricharyaya, kalau tat harikirtana. Four ages, four processes. Satya Yuga meditation, Treta Yuga performance of Yajna, in Dwapara Yuga worship of the deities, in Kali Yuga Harinam Sankirtan. So that being, Treta Yuga being the age to perform yajnas, and some demoniac forces were harassing Brahmins, were not disturbing the yajnas. So Brahmanas in this area, they approached Sri Ram and prayed for some help. So Lord Sri Ram didn't come personally. He sent his brother Shatrughna to this forest, and he took care of these demoniac forces, and he also stayed on here as an emperor. He made this Madhuban as his capital, and he stayed on here. Now when we go in the village, there's a small temple, a small place, with a small deity of Shatrughna. It takes time to even locate it. It's so small, a lot of people don't even know, in a small village, a small deity. So we'll try to find it, and we'll try to, all of us, go there to take darshan of Shatrughna. So, the person, the demon, there's a Madhu demon, and the son of Madhu demon was, this is in Treta Yuga, this was the one who was defeated by Shatrughna, and the peace was established for performance of yajnas.
Lavanasur,
his name was Lavanasur, he was son of Madhu demon. So that is Treta Yuga. Then in Dwapara Yuga, which Lord appeared? Krishna appeared, and he used to come to Madhuban with his cows. In the village there is a kund. You know what kund is? Kund is pond or lake. This kund is known as Krishna Kund. And Krishna used to come with his cowherd boys and cows for watering the cows to this kund. Now here, there's a forest called Talban is not far from here also. We'll be going there tomorrow. You know what happened in Talban? Huh? Yeah, Krishna killed a demon called Dhenukasur, demon who had a form of a donkey, and he had many followers. They all were killed there. So Krishna has to come here with his cows to Madhuban, water his cows, and then Talban, which is our adjoining forest, is to get nice smell of the fruits. And the cowherd boys wanted to eat them, but they were afraid of going that side because of this Dhenukasur. So we'll be reading and hearing more about that pastime tomorrow at Talban. But I just wanted to point out how Krishna is to come here with his friends, with the cows. Where was he coming from? Just to get a broader picture. Where was his station? Where would he go every night to stay? Where was his residence? Nandagram. Should be able to say specific. Yes, he was staying in Nandagram. Krishna used to wander all over the 12 forests of Vrindavan. But when we talk of residence, he was born in Mathura. Then he stayed in Gokul for about 5 years. He spent some time at Chatikara. We mentioned this yesterday. And then he stayed at Nandagram for most of the time, until Akrura had gone to Nandagram to bring him to Mathura, where Krishna killed Kamsa. Krishna stayed are Gokul, Nandagram and Mathura in Chhattisgarh. Every other place Lord was just visiting, he would go there during the daytime with his cows, with his friends, killing demons, playing with the friends, dancing with the gopis, lifting Govardhan, all this time, jumping in the river, killing Kaliya, swimming. So all these forests have been blessed by Krishna's footprints, but he only stayed at few of these places. So when Krishna was coming to this forest, his residence was Nandagram. All the way from Nandagram. So most of the forest was like a pasturing ground. So many cows. We mentioned. How many cows Nanda Maharaj had? 10 million. Nanda Maharaj had 10 million cows. That is why he was known as Nandarai. Nandarai, right? Like a king. King of all the Nandas. King Nanda Maharaj. Of course he was not a technically king. He was a Vaishya. He was a Kshatriya. So that was Dwapar Yuga, Lord Krishna visited also this forest. It's also mentioned that on the bank of this Krishna Kun, Krishna is to have rasa dance. This is not that famous place for rasa dance. There are other very popularly known places where Krishna performed rasa dance. Seva Kunj in Vrindavan is one such place. The banks of Radha Kun is another place. Banakandi between Kamban and Barsana is another place. And Ram, Balaram had his rasa dance at Ram Ghat on the bank of Jamuna. That's another place. So there's a mention that Krishna also performed rasa dance in this forest on the bank of Krishna Kund. Today you all will be taking bath in Krishna Kund. The audience, last year they enjoyed taking bath. And you will enjoy it, taking bath this year also. Then, in Kali Yuga, Lord also appeared, or at least he visited this forest. And that Lord is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made a point to visit this forest. He visited this forest. So like this, in all the four ages, in Sati Yuga he appeared as Narayan for the pleasure of Guru Maharaj. In Treta Yuga he appeared as Shatrughna, as per direction of Sri Ram and as local residents were demanding the presence of the Lord, some action on the part of the Lord, but appeared. In Dwapar Yuga, Lord Krishna, while he was in Braj, he visited, used to come very often to this forest. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Kali Yuga, like this forest is a glorious one, and the most predominant thing, of course, our viewpoint, devotee viewpoint, of course Krishna comes in all the ages here in different forms, but Dhruva Maharaj performed austerities should all take note of. We wanted to read Srimad Bhagavatam here. Harivad! All those who are looking down, what does that mean? Everyone say, Hare Krishna!
Hare
Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna! Krishna
Krishna!
Hare Hare!
Hare
Ram!
Hare
Ram!
Hare Ram!
Rama Ram!
Hare
Hare! This is the place to perform austerities, not to sleep. One who sleeps too much cannot be a yogi. And if you sleep too little, you can also not be a yogi. I'm sure there was plenty of time last night to sleep. We don't recommend that you sleep too little. At the same time, too much sleep is also anti-yoga. If you want to be a yogi, you cannot. Some of them are Hindi speakers, so they are not able to understand. So, anyone has Bhagavatam? Again, our arrangements failed. We tried to arrange Bhagavatam here. Is anyone carrying that big Bhagavatam? Is it here? I mean, right here. No? So then I think tonight we'll have to read that section of Bhagavatam. So this was some brief introduction of this forest, and more details of Guru Maharaj's austerities, and his whole sections of the fourth canto, which we want to read, go through it. I don't have a book here now. So any questions? Newsletter. Bhakta Jeff. I did last year. So today was a short walk. You liked it? But tomorrow you won't like it. You go in between liking and not liking. But you should transcend this mental concoction. You should only like everything. Short walks, not only short walks, but long walks also you should like. In order to do that, but a long walk means austerity. So we are at the place where Dhruva Maharaj performed austerities. Let us pray to Dhruva Maharaj, so that we learn some austerities. We have been spoiled. We are spoiled kids of the Western civilization, most of us here, not me. I'm also spoiled by the general civilization of this age of Kali. Time to perform austerities. So we should take inspiration from life of Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj
How old was he? He was 5 years old. How old are you? 5, yes. Vishwambar is also 5 years old. So you stay here. Huh? Father has brought you here. You know, Dhruva Maharaja's mother and your father. And then Dhruva Maharaj, he came, he had some idea of getting some big post. He wanted to find God and then ask Him for something. That was his purpose. His purpose was not pure, but his austerities which he performed purified him of all contamination. And he was very happy to have the Lord. That I found now, what did I find? Found jewels, diamond. And I was looking for broken pieces of glasses. Like when there's an accident in India, sometimes the windows break, glass windows, windshield, and it is a million pieces, so many pieces, no one cares for those pieces of glass. Does anyone hidingly try to pick up few and pocket them? No one really cares. But they do care, they don't want to enter those glasses into their feet, cut. So they try to avoid them. They even try to avoid them, or to speak of pick them up. But if there was a diamond lying around on the highway, then you would make sure you take it. So like that, Dhruva Maharaj, he was looking for some dhanam janam sundarim kavitam. Mike, stand up. He was looking for some Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I don't want this. Na dhanam, na janam. No wealth, no followers, no popularity. But Dhruva Maharaj wanted those things. He wanted a special post. So Krishna in Bhagavad Gita says, Chaturvidha bhajanti imam e jana sukritino. Arto, arthārthi, jñāni, jigyāsu, chakarasarashama. Four kinds of people come to the Lord. So which is the kind that Dhruva Maharaj, which category does he belong to? Arthārthi. He's looking for some benefit. Artha refers to economic development, or some kind of benefit. Then who is artha? Artha and artha, there are two words Krishna has used. Artha and artha. You try to sometimes minutely observe this thing. Artha means distress. Artha means economic development. So Dhruva Maharaj belongs to the category of one who is looking for some artha, some position, some opulence. Then who was in distress? There's one prime example of someone who was in distress and he prayed and then Lord responded, and that is Gajendra, the celebrated elephant who we know from Bhagavatam. He is an example of one who was in distress and he found God. Artha, arthārthi, then Jigyasu, who was curious? Who was very, very curious? In the forest of Naimisharanya, who was asking questions? Naimisharanya forest? Shaunaka. Shaunaka is considered. Somehow he has been put in this list. He was very, very
jigyasu athato brahma jigyasa. That's very, very cute. And jnani, the four kumaras were jnanis. There are some jnani. A lot of things, we are four things, there are four ages, and in each age, Satya Treta Dwapara Kali, the process for God realization, we went over that. We also went over in four different ages. Lord appeared in Madhuban, and is another set of four things, four persons. One who was in distress, and that is Gajendra, the person looking for some post position, that was the Maharaj, person who was very, very anxious, curious, inquisitive, and that is Shaunakrushi, and the persons who were in knowledge, and that's the four Kumaras, that's another set of four. Four Kumaras. Sons of Brahma. So, that is just to remind you how Dhruva Maharaj belongs to one of those four kinds of people approaching God with some motivation. So, here is last year's newsletter. We like to read. We didn't read yesterday's part. Read that today. Mathura Parikrama was held on October 25th last year. It is a crowded scene at the famous pilgrimage of Sait Vishramka in Mathura. Hundreds of bhaktas line the Jamuna river bank here at this spot where Krishna rested after killing the demoniac King Kamsa. There are vendors hawking their wares, Brahmanas assisting the faithful in worship, and the hapless beggars hoping for pious to give in charity. The pilgrims actually begin the Brajamandal Parikrama by taking bath here for purification. As we proceeded along the Mathura Parikrama trail, we are astounded by the many dramatic devotional events that occurred along this stretch of Jamuna River. As we walk, we feel as if we are literally walking through the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam and other devotional classics. Yes? At least Gita Nagari felt that way. Did you feel that way? Did someone feel that way? Does anyone have feelings? Any feelings? A little further, here is a place where Lord Vamandev begged 3 steps of land from Bali Maharaj. This place, this is not right. This place is supposed to be in Gujarat, on the bank of Narmada. A little further, and we are with Narad Muni, as he instructs the determined little boy, Dhruva Maharaj. Next we enter the pages of Ramayana, as we see the place where Ravana performed austerities to acquire his mystic powers. Now, somewhere near that bridge, you know, where we stayed, Radhesham Ashram, and there was a bridge, railway bridge, in that area, Ravana also performed austerities. Finally, we reach Tapalok planetary system when we visit the temple of Sapta, 7 rishis. As we are seeing these places, Bhakta Manio, a new devotee from Holland, remarks, "This really helps my faith a lot. I mean, it is no longer just words in a book. But Yamuna River is a real river, and I can see where all the pastimes took place." For many of the bhaktas, this has to help to increase their faith. We visit house of Kubja, the hunchbacked woman who Krishna cured. In her previous life, Kubja was Surpanakha, the sister of Ravana. She had a great desire to enjoy with Lord Ramachandra, but because Lord had taken the vow of accepting only one wife, this was impossible. You know, Sri Ram is known as Ek Patni. You know Patni? Samba, you know Patni? You have a Patni? Patni means wife. So Ram was known as Ek Patni. He was happy with one wife. But he also was known as Ek Bani. Ban means arrow. The arrows of Ram would never go anywhere. And he was also known as Ek Vachani. Vachan means word. Whenever he gave a word to someone, he would keep the word. He would keep the promises. So Sri Ram was known as Ek Patni, Ek Bani, Ek Vachani. So, he was very happy with one wife. Now later on during the Brajamanda Parikrama, we will realize as we go on hearing the narrations, comments, how some sages have Dandakaranya forest. They also wanted to have conjugal living affairs with Sri Ram. They had a body, male bodies, but they were interested in Madhurya Leela. But that has nothing to do with the body. Souls were anxious to associate with Lord Sri Ram in that relationship, which he was not going to entertain such a relationship in form of Sri Ram. So, how they were given opportunity to associate with Krishna. About these topics, we'll talk more. I think in Kamban. Also, some of the ladies of Ayodhya Puri, they also wanted Sri Ram as their husband. They were also given opportunity to associate with Krishna. But to fulfill her desire, Lord appeared, accepted Surpanakha as his paramour during his pastimes as Krishna. At Rangabhumi, the wrestling arena of wicked King Kamsa, we visit Shivalinga, Rangeshwar Mahadev, who was worshipped by Kamsa before wrestling match with Krishna. There are four Shivalingas that protect Mathura from four directions. This particular deity is over 5,000 years old. Our next stop is Kesha Gaudiya Math. It was here that Srila Prabhupada took sannyas. We met His Holiness Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, the present director of the temple. We met him yesterday morning. And then I personally went to see him in the afternoon. And we made some arrangements so that our Parikrama party and Narayan Maharaj's Parikrama party could get together. And at least twice we'll be together. On 19th at Radha Kund, we'll be together
In fact, we are invited by Narayan Maharaj to come take lunch with him.
Hari Hari Bol.
Hari Hari Bol.
His party is going to do Govardhan Parikrama that day. So they will be walking halfway through and stop, do cooking. So that is where we will go, take prasad. And then his party, our Parikrama party, will enter Radha Kund and circumambulate the Kundas and will stop at different places. And Narayan Maharaj is going to give narrations. He's going to talk at several points around Radha Kund. So that is one day.